NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says Pfizer booster shots will help bring the pandemic to a close. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible for the boosters, along with other high-risk populations.
I want to be clear. We will not boost our way out of this pandemic. Infections among the unvaccinated continue to fuel this pandemic.
Walensky again urged everyone to get the shots. Search crews for more than a dozen agencies are back in the wetlands of southwest Florida looking for Brian Laundry. Rick Hoschel reports.
Investigators are searching for the missing fiance of homicide victim Gabby Petito in the Carlton Reserve, a vast prairie and swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundry went missing after his parents said he went for a hike in the park on September 14th. An arrest warrant is out for Laundry after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Petito's death. I'm Rick Hoschel.
More than three dozen House Republicans are signing on to a resolution urging the Biden administration to fully enforce federal immigration laws. This is in response to the migrant surge in Del Rio, Texas. The resolution asks for a return to what's known as the Remain in Mexico policy, which keeps asylum seekers south of the border while their claims are processed. Meanwhile, the last group of Haitian migrants are being moved out of the encampment under the International Bridge in Del Rio. Mayor Bruno Lozano says the port will remain closed.
You have to understand that there was a lot of people hidden in the brush. And so now that they're actually going into the brush and to the outskirts that are out here, they're assessing anything that they might find.
On top of that, he says there is a mountain of trash that was left behind. At the peak, he said 15,000 illegal immigrants were waiting to be processed. The port is expected to open on Sunday or Monday. The side-eyeing Chloe meme is hitting the auction block as a non-fungible token. The meme has been viewed on YouTube more than 20 million times. Now an NFT of the original video is going to a new home. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.